All right,
What happens if you are not covered under Obamacare and you get in a car accident? A. What will happen if you are not, you don't have health insurance and you get into a car accident under this Republican? B. And really, to round it out, who are the winners and losers potentially in this new Republican bill?
Okay, so let's start. You get, heaven forbid, you get in that car wreck and you go in the emergency room and you don't have any insurance, and we're talking about current law, okay?
Right, current law.
So you're in the emergency room and they ask you for your health insurance card and you don't have your health insurance card. And so they might try to figure out, well, gosh, could you qualify for Medicaid? And we could enroll you on Medicaid to get your coverage, or do you qualify for the ACA? And we could enroll you in that. But you're still going to be responsible probably for a large majority, if not all, of that emergency room bill, because the coverage is not going to start until you move forward.
Wow, okay? How do people not have health insurance coverage? That is insane. It is absolutely insane that people
don't. Know, it is, but the point is that for a lot of people, it's just something they don't think they really need. And when they're
or can afford, right.
You know, the rent, the groceries, the car payment, you got to have that car to go to work.
Right.
Are you really going to take that money and, you know, do health insurance instead, and that card sits in the pocket until you need it? So let's say the Republican health plan is passed and you don't have insurance and you get into that car wreck, right? Now, chances are you're going to, when you're in the ER, you're not going to have the option to enroll in Medicaid or in health insurance, even if you qualify, because you may have missed that enrollment period. It depends on what they set up and moving forward. Right now, for example, the ACA has this pretty generous enrollment period, and then there's limited items, opportunities rather, after that enrollment for you to get in. You know, you'd have to like lose your job, had health insurance, or you got married and the spouse had a better plan, so you go on it, that kind of thing. It depends how they put this plan into place, if it became law, but you may not have those options. So you might be on your own, not only for the health insurance, for the cost of the emergency room visit, but also going forward, right? Because most of the time, something happens to you, you have subsequent health bills
right.
You got to pay. So that's a big problem. So, you know, as far as winners and losers, I think I'd look at, you know, the all those industries that got fees are all gone. They're winning, but they're it's a little complicated because you've had the insurers express concerns, right? Even though they had a tax on them that would be lifted, or the medical device firm, you know, medical device industries, those industries. Let's remember, if people don't have health insurance, that also could affect their bottom lines, right? Because
right.
When people have health insurance, they get medical care. And I think as far as losers, you know, looking at people who were low income, who got a better subsidy, perhaps they may have gotten a better subsidy under the Affordable Care Act, they got more financial assistance, some of that is going to go away. And obviously people in the Medicaid program, while a proponent of this plan might, if he or she were on the phone with this, might say, oh my goodness, all this flexibility that will be given to state governors and legislatures will make the Medicaid program better in a given state. A lot of analysts are looking to, again, this shift, taking Medicaid from an entitlement, making it a per capita cap, and that could hurt some of our most vulnerable beneficiaries.